This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You're the Bloody Marys on Joy, and it's Daisy's time for a story.
It sure is. Are you guys ready for our latest segment you didn't ever knew you wanted in your life, but now we're going to have to include every week? It's time for Lindsay is Cooked. This is what me and Greta have been plotting while you're away, because we were enjoying your Instagram so much, Lindsay. We've turned it into a segment.
I'm glad.
I was saying this off air, but it's a rare example of someone going on holiday and me caring about their posts, because Lindsay's comments were so cooked.
They're so cooked.
They were so funny.
Oh, my God.
And so good that I genuinely was like, oh.
Can't wait for another one.
What's Lindsay doing today?
Yeah.
Show me another picture of southern France.
Yeah. So I've noted down the short ones, but if you would like some longer ones, I've got it ready to go on my phone just in case. Because a lot of them, when I was looking through last night, I was like, my God, they're essays, right?
Can I just step in? You know how with like internet and like scrolling and how much nonsense we consume, you forget things? Like, if someone looked at their phone for 5 minutes and liked photos on Instagram, half an hour later you'd say, what photos did you like? They'd never know.
No idea.
Lindsay's comments were so funny that I can vividly remember one of them. Like, I could probably act it out. But please, crazy. Daisy, go through your favourites. Let's see if we double up.
The most recent one, so we'll work backwards, is please like this photo so I can see how push notifications look on my new phone. So not only is she bragging that she has a new phone, but it's just like a cheap attempt at likes. Like, it's quite sad, really.
I liked that one.
Just some building I liked the look of. Yeah, sure. Just a casual building in France, you bragger. A very nice park I spent a few hours reading Eggshell Skull in. Another brag that she's reading books. Well done. Highlights of the day, having a lady offer me her armrest. I mean, that's just sad. You're on holiday in France. That's the best part of your day? A lady offering her armrest? Lindsay, you got to get some better
activities. It was a sweet
gesture. Mate, I hope I have better highlights than that on my trip to America. I liked this one. This hotel made me feel like I'd be murdered in a black and white movie if I stayed there. And when you saw the hotel, look, it's fair.
It looked very Alfred Hitchcocky. In my opinion.
Yeah, it was.
My favourite Instagram comment.
I'd love to see you reenact it as well.
I'm paraphrasing, Lindsay, because I deleted Instagram the other day, so as per my new habit. But I'll bring it back, don't worry, especially if Lindsay goes overseas again. But the comment went something like this, and Lindsay, you can correct me. Really enjoyed my meal at the cafe. I paid. I went to the toilet. Before I left, I realised that I hadn't paid enough, but I'm not very good at maths, so I took out my phone and I added up the meal and I realised I hadn't paid enough, and so I let the waiter know it was the last line that I've forgotten but also remember loving the most. It was something like, because I couldn't live with myself, or I couldn't enjoy my trip, or life would be over if I didn't pay the right amount.
I think I said that if I hadn't corrected myself, I probably would have thought about it forever.
Yeah. So that was definitely the highlight for me.
The memory of it would have consumed me for a very long time.
And it would have.
But full credit to you, Lindsay, because the one thing that you didn't do that's my absolute pet hate, as you two know, is when someone takes a photo of a really beautiful location and says, oh, yuck, my yucky view, shit day. Oh, my God. I've muted all of you suckers.
But she does in that same post comment on the lack of toilet paper in the train bathroom. So a bit of negative. A little bit of a downer there.
In the end, I started taking toilet paper with me because you never know.
I've been known to do that, actually. I say good on you, Lindsay. You've pioneered a new way for people to enjoy other people's holidays on Instagram, and it's with your really cooked comments.
Thank you. Yeah. For context, I did go by myself, and part of why I was so excited to go on this trip was because I was going by myself and I could have 2 weeks on my own, not talking to anyone. But because I wasn't talking to anyone, I had to do something with all of these thoughts. So I put them on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, true. I think you can, you know, update your CV to say funny.
Thanks, Greta. Wow.
Big call, but I agree. I'll second that.
Yeah. It's only fair.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.